I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, 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 it is Christmas, and I'm gonna accept it, despite the lack of snow in my area. So there's no snow. We've messed the world up. Some people I speak to seem quite happy about this, that the world is in a mess, and we've got no snow. But what they don't realise is probably in February we're going to be like fighting polar bears off and riding seals to dargies. This is, ladies and gentlemen, episode 15 of the Al Pitcher podcast. Doodle, that's when I should have music, isn't it? I should have some music that comes straight after that. Like a little teaser, you know, like hashtag spoiler alert, hashtag you won't believe what happened next. And this is what happens in this episode. And then we're away. Oh, Fifan. So, things are good. Things are really good, I think, for everybody, aren't they? Despite the lack of snow, I just finished my tour, folks, after... I don't want to make this sexy, but I am lying in bed doing this podcast. I am out in Llandit, in a forest, in a little house in a forest, for Christmas. And I am trying to find the quietest area of the house because I've got two of the angriest hobbits running around. Wanting pancocca. Isn't it crazy how kids want food? So I decided I would just kind of do this little studio in bed. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that does, you know, makes me more sexier. But, yeah, currently in bed. But, you know, talking of, you know, I hope this is like a you know, like the cotton bud feeling in your ear. You know that feeling when the cotton bud goes in there and you're like, ooh, I like it. Ooh, that'll do stuff. So I finished my tour. I did 4 dates in Skåne. All fun. I can quite confidently and happily say it was bloody great. I don't remember a show... Maybe you do. Maybe you were there. Maybe you've got video footage of it and you play it to each other. I don't know if you can hear some crying there. That's the littlest one of the hobbits. It's not Bilbo. It's Mishana. And currently she is having a meltdown. Yule stress has hit her head. Or she might have just hit her head. I can't be out there, and she knows that. She's got to learn to live without her guidance from her elder. I sound like the Dalai Lama, but does he have kids? Is he married, the Dalai Lama? The Pope isn't, is he? Can you get married? Because some kind of priest things you can just... You can just live your life, can't you? Some of those priests, I think they're the stranger ones, are the ones that wear like leather trousers. You know, anybody that wears leather trousers, in my opinion, is a wee bit strange. It's just a heat problem. I don't know if ladies get the same problem, but because you got different bits, haven't you? Really? I mean, I know. I promised some revealing information on episode 15 of the FIFA and the Al Pitcher podcast. But yes, the sweat. Let's think about the sweat, shall we? Let's think about the movement. Let's think about the ups and downs and the hotness that goes around. Okay, bit of a low point to the pod, but it's okay. I'm leaning my neck whilst making a little triangle with my arm that can only provide torturous injury later on. You know that when you go to do something normal and you're like, oh, my neck. Oh, my neck. And they go, think back. Think back to what you've done. What was it that... And you're like, recorded the podcast leaning on my hand. Oh, you're an idiot, mate. So, so I finished the tour. It was an amazing run. I started the tour properly October the 21st, 2014. It was a rainy day. No, that was at Raval, Stockholm. And then I ended it in Kristianstad on December the 19th. I think it was the 19th. December the 19th. It was a Saturday. It all gets a bit crazy that you just don't know if it's a Saturday or a Sunday now, do you? You know, you're like, oh, so it's Christmas, it's Yule, and the Swedes cheat, don't you? You have the 24th, you cheeky little monkeys. December the 24th, the Swedes celebrate. The rest of the world, who I know of the world, but maybe not all of the world, maybe some people celebrate the 24th as well. In England, I think it's just a big party night. I mean, most nights are, aren't they, in England? And then you do that thing where it's the 24th, and then you're not allowed. And then the world, or the marketing world, has told kids that when they wake up, they expect presents, you know, they run to the tree, because Tomten, Santa Claus or something, he's been there, he's done his shit. No, he's not done his shit, hopefully not. That'd be an awkward Christmas morning, wouldn't it? Oh, look at this, Tomten, he's done his shit, being glitter or something like that, wouldn't it? Rolled in glitter. And I've got some interesting Christmas traditions. That's what we're going to look at in the second half, after I've spoken about myself and my breakdown because my tour is ending and I now haven't left the bed for 3 days because of scarediness. No, not scarediness. And then the tradition is that you wake up and you have your presents, but not Svaria. Nay, 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 nay. You guys torture the kid. Not torture the kids. Hope not, anyway. Well, we haven't been. Are we supposed to have been? No, you don't let the kids open them until the afternoon. Just bizarre. Because it used to be like you wake up and you've got bad breath and your mum and dad are hungover and they're just throwing presents at you. Yeah, take this one, you ungrateful little shit, you know. Well, that was my upbringing anyway. But no, Sweden, you wait, don't you, until the afternoon, until everybody's watched Kalle Anka, which is a tradition that I find quite strange, that everybody, the whole nation, stops. And then, you know, I think that's the time to invade, isn't it? That afternoon, 3:20 or something, 15:20, is it, when it's on? Kalle Anka is on, and then you could just invade Sverige, because Sverige would be empty, because people would be inside watching it. I think most people watch it, don't they? I don't know. But, I mean, for me, Christmas and Christmas Day, like, Christmas Day, the 25th, it's finished. Everything's shut. Nothing happens, you know? Squirrels go to their nests. You know, Huns don't bark. But not here. People can go to the movies and stuff here on Christmas Day. That blows my mind. The shops are open. How is your Yule stress anyway? Hope it's all right. Don't freak out. It's just your family. They're not your real friends. Maybe you've got it on now. Maybe you're listening to the pod on December the 24th and you're sitting there in the lounge and your parents are doing your head in and you've just got one headphone, one little earbud just on one side. Maybe, I don't know. And no one's talking to you. And they don't want you there for Christmas. So this is Christmas. And I think all the Christmas songs are kind of nice, aren't they? When you start hearing them in October, just after Halloween. But I'm all right for Christmas. You know, normally, you know, it's a hot one for me, really. You know, it's Christmas, it's summer, it's in New Zealand, isn't it? But it's not too bad here at the moment. At least we're not in kind of some kind of wintry feeling. So going back to the tour is finished. I completed in Skåne. I have done 15 months of the show. Thank you to everybody. Lifeline produced the tour. Mobility Motors gave us this cool car for like the second leg. And we could drive around in it. No, it was amazing because then we didn't have to deal with like SG, you know. And no one wants to deal with them. Nobody will deal with them. Nobody. Not even terrorist groups will deal with them. Not that you should deal with terrorist groups. If I've learned anything over this year, don't deal with terrorist groups. So we did it, you know. And it was like 70 shows. Went to New York, went to London, Oslo, Flan. No, we didn't go to Flan. Had a story about Flan. But it's been absolutely amazing, you know. Blows my mind that I can do it. Really, really does. It's cool, man. I haven't come... I said to my wife, you know, it feels like I've come back from, you know, war. And see, she just said, you know, shut your face, soldier. You know, like that to me. No, she just said, don't be a dick. You know, you haven't really been at war. You've been to a few theatres and you've done your show. Now make your daughter some valing. Although I saw a new calendar the other day, they used to have Fisk valing. Very good. Times must have been tough then. But it is kind of, you know, I've got a few things coming up in the new year. I can tell you about them now. I'll be doing Linköping Festival, Comedy Festival in February. I'll be doing Uppsala in March, Comedy Festival. I'm also going to do Uppsala, Västerås it is, March. So Linköping, February, Västerås, March, Uppsala, some festival, and then Uppsala, April 1 and 2, I am doing a show called My Best Bits So Far. So it's a good Yule clap, perfect Yule clap. I love the word Yule clap, because clap to me is like some kind of sexually transmitted disease, or you've got the clap. Just means you've just got Christmas STD. I don't know who you got that from. I hope you didn't get that as a present. Yeah, what have you got me? I've got your Christmas clap. Oh, nay. That's that coming up. And then in May, the tickets are not on sale yet, but I'm going to record a show. I'm going to record my favourite jokes, right? I'm going to do that. I'm not going to record the Near Man. I'm not going to record Porto or Fika tours, shows. I will just record my favourite bits of stand-up. And, I'll do it all. I'll, you know, stick in, you know, the old Jarmo Ileva. I'll just do the, you know, that thing and then the other thing, you know? So, yeah, I'll be doing it. And, when tickets go on sale, you'll be the first to hear about it, because I'll give you a big shout out before they go on sale. It'll be in Stockholm. Sorry about that, but not sorry, because not for the Stockholm people. I'm just sorry that it would be good to, a lot of the shows you see on TV get recorded in Stockholm, and I think sometimes it would be good to record it outside Stockholm, you know, let the Stockholm people travel or something like that, you know. But yeah, I think the theatre will be Reval. It'll be two shows on that day. We film it, and I think it will be fun. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you that we're doing film. I think you have to do two, because if you mess something up, you know, if I go like, yeah, hey, Shana, and people are like, no, it's Shana, mate, Shana. So, yeah, I'll be doing that. And so that's the news. And then I'm going to the Euro football. I'm going to go for, I think, about 10 days. Going to watch two of Svaria's games in Nice and Toulouse. I hope they're not going to lose. To lose. Hashtag dad joke. So I go to that. So that's going to be fun. So that's my 6 months. That is it. The first 6 months. We're doing club shows. So when I'm doing things like Nora Brun or a stand-up show in Malmo or Linköping, I will tell you. And I'm going to do a thing where I give away my guest tickets. So I can give away two free tickets for every show. And that will be on a kind of, you write in, you know, write in and tell me how life is. You listen to the podcast. Yes, I will be there that day. Can I have two free tickets? And I will sort those out. I'm going to be a giver, not a thing. Not a taker. That's it. Giver, taker. So that's it. That's the news. Thanks for asking about that, by the way. You didn't really, did you? You just wanted to be entertained. You didn't want a bloody diary update. But that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. And I think it's going to be fun. And then I'm going to tour in 2017. I'll start in September, October. It seems quite weird. 2 years away, isn't it? But not really, because I sort of have 2016, I don't tour, and then 2017 you start up, kind of, you know, I mean, you're right, I'll be kind of thinking of ideas. I don't write down stand-up, I try to, but I try to have little words like barbecue or grill, and then that'll be a story, you know, or you know, mushrooms, you know, that's a story, things like that. And then I try and improvise on stage. So, you know, you might want to come and see the shows that I do, but there might be a few bumpy rides, because I do change material. So I think it's important that this has got very serious, isn't it? I think it's quite honest. I like to change my material so people can see different things. So the new show isn't anything of the old show. You know, I might do something right at the end from an old show, but I won't put it in the... You didn't really ask for any of this, did you? Don't turn off. Stay with me. Christmas is just around the corner, isn't it? Talking of that, let's do this thing. You know, I've got this whole thing now of, you know, I think we talked about conspiracy theories, and then we spoke about superstitions. This week, we are going to look at Christmas traditions around the world. Okay? So, are you ready? Okay, there's one called Christmas log, which is a Catalonian one. What you do, you get a log, you know, a log of wood, and it's called Cagatio, which, if you're not like me trying to speak Spanish and sounding like a dick, that means the defecating log. Defecating is to shit, isn't it? To defecate is to shit on. Is it orvising? I don't know in Swedish. You have to Google translate that. I apologize. But so you make this little log. And then you put like a face on the log, right? And then 2 weeks till Christmas, you just have it on the table, you know. Maybe you look at it, I don't know. And then you feed it every day, right? So this log, there must be a carved log. Yeah, it must be. And then you give it fruit, nuts, goodies. And then on Christmas Eve, right, the 24th, the whole family just beat the shit out of the log with sticks while singing, like, songs. And then the log, weirdly, has to shit the fruit, nuts and goodies out, which we do on Christmas Day anyway, don't we? You know? yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So what an incredible tradition that is. So you fill it up with all good stuff, and then you just beat the shit out of it with a stick. I mean, we do stuff, don't we? You know, it's like I spoke in the tour show about, you know, like the egg and spoon race. You know, we do this kind of ridiculous thing where we put a spoon in a kid's mouth, put an egg on the end, and we go, Springer, and they're standing like, really? And you're like, yeah, I had to do this. Doesn't mean I have to do it. Isn't it a bit stupid? So, yeah, that's a completely kind of weird kind of tradition. Another one that I learned about is in Japan, right? And what they do is KFC is really popular because they couldn't find a chicken for Christmas in Japan. I haven't really got, I'm just trying to remember these facts, right? So what KFC did, Kentucky Fried Chicken, was they do this thing where go to KFC for Christmas. So it's a massive, massive tradition now. And then people have to order their KFC like 2 months, nearly up to 2 months before Christmas, because the demand is so massive. Crazy shit, eh? I hope you're enjoying these ones. I think they're good. They're good, aren't they? In Japan, Santa Claus is called Santa Carusho. Yeah. Right. Austria have this thing called Krampus. It's like this half demon-like creature. And in history used to say that Krampus, you know, Austrian, not like they've supplied any evil people. Krampus was this demon-like creature, and it punishes bad children, right? Yeah, right? And then Krampus would, like, scare the shit out of children, I suppose. So what they do now in Austria, right, because, I mean, Krampus is just a tradition. What they do now in Austria, I said that twice, is men dress up as Krampus, right? He's got like a demon face. And just go around the street scaring the shit out of kids. What the fuck are we doing, adults? Come on.
That, what does that even, what does it even do? It just scares them. It's like saying, yeah, one of the big traditions is someone used to take a dump on a kid's head. And then we'll just have people roaming the streets saying, I'm going to do a dump on your head. There's nothing like that, Al. No, okay. Venezuela, right? In Venezuela, been there? I don't know if you have. Christians roller skate. They roller skate to church for the Christmas sun, for the festival, festive thing. If the church isn't weird enough, it's another tradition. Get your rollerblades. Get here quicker. The priest wants to see you. That doesn't sound as dodgy as it sounded. Norway, Norge. I know I've got a few listeners in Norge. Hello, Norway. That was like a bit like Eurovision, wasn't it? Melody Festival. Hello, Norway. Oh, yeah. Another good thing was that Music Helpen. Excellent. They raised a lot of money. I didn't really know how to get involved in that. I'm not that good at that kind of thing. I just, and people say, you should have people that can do, help you out on that. And I will do, because I we did one year where we did a show. I did a show with Nissa Halberg and Christopher Linnell, and people bid for it, and it was stand up and dinner, and it was in their house. And it was really fun. I think Christopher Linnell did about 48 minutes before I did 20 minutes. And Nissa Halberg just scared everyone with his demon-like face. So, yeah, the Norwegians believe that Christmas Eve, the 24th, is like, it's all scary shit, isn't it? It's just like the Bible, isn't it? It's just good stories, and you know. So what they believe is that there's evil spirits and witches turn up on Christmas Eve. So what they do is they just get rid of the brooms. They just hide them before they go to sleep. Bloody Norwegians! You'd think they'd burn them or something, wouldn't they? And then buy another one because they've got shitloads of money. You got oil money, boys. You got some oil money there, everybody. Don't know what that accent was, actually. It started off as kind of Texan, kind of Wild West, went a bit pirate, and then ended up slightly German, which is always good. And then I sort of thought of the Swedish one of the goats and stuff like that. And that comes from the you know, the Yule book thing, Yule book. That comes from, you could correct me, because I'm definitely going to be wrong, aren't I? Doesn't that come from Thor? Thor. I like Thor. That's like when someone sees someone they're attracted to, they go, Thor, Thor. What Thor did, he rode a chariot. Okay? So far, so good. Your Swedes are going, yeah, yeah. Pulled by a pair of goats. I think that's one of the greatest things ever. Pulled by a pair of goats. How can you? What, goats are shit? Goats are like pretend sheep. I think they think they're cooler than they are. Goats, I mean, there's the mountain goats. If there's some mountain goats listening, respect to you for the way you climb. It must take time. Why don't you just use the hiss? No, they do that thing where they go up the side of mountains. Goats, that's why they're called mountain goats. They're incredible. I'd love to have a day with them. Don't know what I'd do, but maybe climb. I don't know if you could hear my son there shout out, Papa. Despite all the warnings that Papa has to record a podcast this morning,
He just shouted out, "Papa!" I love that mentality in kids. Like, I don't give a shit, mate. Don't give a shit. I need to shout out my dad's name, Papa. So, so he came in with a pair of goats. I think that's hilarious. I mean, it's like, ladies and gentlemen, here comes Thor. You know, it's beautiful. I think from now on, they should do that, like royalty, everything. I know I'm going to get a message saying, yeah, but Thor's goats, which sounds quite sexual, doesn't it? Have you seen Thor's goats? Goats meaning testicles. Thor, maybe the goats were massive, were they? Were they huge? They're like 8 foot tall goats, special goats, were they? From Dalarna or something. I don't know. Anyway, that just cracked me up, that he would, ladies and gentlemen, entering the area of war, the man they fear, the man from... Love it. So, what they do in Ukraine is they put, you know, you put Christmas... Who's got a tree, anyway? Has everyone got a tree? When I was growing up, everybody had a tree. But do they have a tree now? That's what I want to know. Anyway, I don't. I don't have a tree. We're away for a lot. I'm going to go to England, maybe do a couple of shows. Who knows? January 5th to 11th. And we just didn't get a tree. Kids didn't give a shit, you know? They weren't like, hey, where's my tree? They just were very accepting of it. They were like, that's very, very mature of you. Why should a tree die if we're not even there? That's a nice little bit of psychology. If a tree dies and you're not there, does anybody hear it scream? Quite intense, that, isn't it? That could be a marketing campaign for a rainforest, couldn't it? Whoa, so that got a bit heavy. So what they do in the Ukraine is they put on artificial spider webs over the trees. Why? I don't really know. And then Americans, I didn't know this, but they put pickles, little, pickles, and they... it's something about an American soldier, and he was taken. It was in the American Civil War, and he was taken. He was American soldier. Begged the guard for a pickle. Sounds so stupid, doesn't it? Stories, man. Forget about my life. Forget about wanting to see my kids and everything. You haven't got a pickle, have you? I couldn't get a pickle. So he was starving. So the guard said, here, have a pickle. And then that he said that saved his life. And now Americans, they have a pickle at Christmas. It's pretty cool, isn't it? I like that one. Quite a nice one. Bit stupid. Maybe they can replace their guns with pickles. Yo, I've said it. What else we got? Estonian families. This is quite funny as well. The Estonian families and probably the Finns, because they're a bit crazy. They, on Christmas Eve... the family will go to a sauna. That's what they think about Svadi, isn't it? They always think like sauna. But it's not. I've never been in a sauna. I know about Finland, the saunas in Finland. I think I got told this. I don't know if it's an urban myth. But what they do is they get you to... if you're in a company, right? Everybody goes in, but the main boss... he, she, the boss, big person, goes in last, and nobody leaves the sauna until he or she does, which I find quite strange. Like, so you're not allowed to leave, but then maybe they don't like heat as much as anyway. But what gets me, right? And it's a question of nudity again. Isn't it weird that you, I mean, I might be totally in another world here, immature. I not immature, but a bit bizarre. I mean, Swedes, you're okay with nudity. That's absolutely fine. You carry on walking around and not, you know, and changing your swimming gear, not putting a towel around, just take them off, show it off, you know, do what you need to do. Isn't it weird that you would see your boss's bits, you know, the lady bits, the fufu? I'm going to use that from now on, the fufu, and the male bit, the fighter, fufu fighter, the foo fighters, the fufu. Oh, messed that up, didn't I? Isn't it strange? Isn't it a little bit strange? Isn't it a little bit tougher to take someone seriously after you've seen them nude? Isn't that part of when you get in a relationship, you see someone nude and then you relax, but you don't take them as serious as you did before? I don't know. I don't know. You look at it, or I look at it, and we're probably coming in from different angles. But that's wrong with the world. That's the thing that's wrong with the world, is we're not seeing it. We're not looking at the foo-foo fighter in the same way. So in London, they do this thing where they dress up as Santa, and they just jump in the sea. They do that in Nice as well, but it's nicer in Nice. Nicer in Nice. Now, this is the one I'm going to finish on, and this is the one that freaks me out the most. In Portugal, I don't know if I've got any Portuguese fans out there, listeners. I say fans, listeners. You don't have to be a fan to listen, do you? I suppose you... I don't know. What they do is when they're setting the Christmas table, right? You know, everybody's sitting down at the Christmas, for Christmas dinner. They leave, they set up another plate and stuff for people who have died, like deceased people. How fucking weird is that one? Imagine if you go home for Christmas, and then they put you in the mid. You just grab a place, and then you look to your left, death, and to your right, someone dead as well. You're just in the middle of death. So this is Christmas. What a weird one that one is. That would freak me out as a child. Just sitting there eating pickled herring, because I think as a child I would have tried it, and then I would have matured and I would have thought, why am I bloody eating that, you know? I think somebody's asked me questions as well. I'm going to have to do that in the next pod. But yeah, imagine that, sitting next to two souls. Yeah, so this has been the little Christmas pod. Now that I'm off tour, I'm going to try and do maybe, if I get, it won't be a weekly. I think I'm going to try and do it a couple of times a week. Keep you guys entertained. I hope you're enjoying the pod. If you've stayed with me to episode 15, someone wrote to me yesterday and said, oh, it's freaky, I'm listening to episode 11. I love that. I love that people sort of have gone back and listened again. Feels like, yeah, I love his new album, but I'm going to listen to his old shit. And I think you'll probably find that it's an absolute waffle of information. It's, I think my thing is that it's fun to sit in a room or lie in a bed and talk to people, and I hope I bring you happiness. My tour is over. I've got things to do, but now I'm going to chill out for 3 or 4 days. That's all I can do, or else I go nuts. I go absolutely, I feel like I'm riding a goat into a sauna. Again, I can't do it, man. I really can't. I just, even when I'm on holiday, I'm itchy, you know. Itchy? Itchy's not the right word, is it? I get really itchy. I hope you've enjoyed this. I love doing these pods. I love just talking. I love getting feedback. If you're enjoying them, please, please write to me. Tell me that you love it. It's on my Facebook, my little, like, it's the one with the sort of black and white photo now. And just say you're loving it. It's absolutely brilliant fun. Have a brilliant, brilliant Christmas. Enjoy Kala Anka. The gifts don't matter. It's actually the people you're hanging out with. Because if they're family that you love, that you haven't seen for ages, it's brilliant. If you look at them and think, you make me want to shit, it's good because you can always leave. Happy Christmas, folks. Enjoy yourselves. Thank you so, so much for listening. And an even bigger thank you for buying tickets to my Nemen tour. It is incredible that you come along. I've got no TV. I've got the pod, I've got word of mouth, and I've got my tour shows. And those tour shows fill up because of you. Thank you so much. Do take care. Episode 15, Fifan the Owl Pitcher podcast. We'll be back soon. Next time, I suppose. Puss, puss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.